LSD is a controlled substance, and to some, a doorway to another dimension.
We were somewhere around Barstow when the drugs began to take hold.
Think for yourself. Question authority.
What happens during these blackout periods is you get the feeling of phenomenal acceleration, like you're being shot out over millions, billions of years. Time simply obliterates.
Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. Here's Tom with the weather.
Our friends at the Retro Report decided to explore this pharmacological mystery and target of the war on drugs in a new documentary on the emerging use of psychedelic drugs to treat things like addiction. Retro Report producer Joshua Fisher says LSD represents a piece of scientific and cultural history.
In the 1950s, it was actually considered almost a wonder drug. People were really excited about the potential for this drug in a whole range of areas. At first, they thought it might help people figure out what was going on with schizophrenia or other mental illnesses. Then they started to use it in therapy. But as the 60s progressed and you had people like Kesey and Leary and the Grateful Dead, and it became more of a street drug used with less caution, with less regulation, bad trips happened and people began to fear it.
Freaking out, man.
And as you say, there was a West Coast component to that. Here's Governor Ronald Reagan.
There is nothing smart. There is nothing grown up or sophisticated in taking an LSD trip at all. They're just being complete fools.
In our time, LSD has once again made its way back into medical research. What's that journey been?
Well, this is really a picking up of where the science was left off in 1970 when it became a Schedule I drug. Schedule I means it's no accepted medical use. And so at that point, it was very difficult to do scientific research on the drug. But after 30, 40 years, all that kind of cultural baggage has started to slip away, and a few researchers are looking at what they did in the 50s and early 60s and following up on that.
Tell me about Sherry Marcy.
Sherry Marcy is a woman, lives in Ann Arbor. She, in 2010, she learned she had cancer, pretty serious stage 3 cancer, started treatment, radiation chemotherapy. But part of that was she became very depressed, and she happened to read an article in the New York Times about one of the studies that were going on with psilocybin, which is a drug related to LSD, looking at depression and anxiety in cancer patients, and became a part of the study.
The turn on doesn't have to be emphasized at all. The drop out is an absolute mistake, but the tune in is crucial. Tune into the world, to me, to things I used to love, to my relationships, to my family. Tune in is what it's all about.
She, of course, is referring to the famous turn on, tune in, drop out nomenclature, and emphasizing the tune in that healed her of depression. Is that clinically established?
I don't know if we can say clinically healed her of depression, but what it did was it allowed her to kind of reset her mental state and kind of refocus on the things that were important to her. So the way it worked is there was a lot of screening involved and some therapy as well. This is really nowadays the model is you use a psychedelic experience alongside therapy. She took psilocybin twice. And in that experience in which she was carefully monitored and guided, she said it's like kind of a veil had been lifted. She was able to open her eyes and look around and see her life for what it was and all the things that she had been interested in that were important to her and kind of reconnect with those again. So her spouse, her kids, and it lasted. She kind of got out of the kind of cancer depression that she had.
And is this the future of psychedelics, this kind of therapy and this sort of experimentation? Is this the future of psychedelics?
Well, I believe this is, you know, it's still very early in the research. There's a lot more that has to be done. And LSD and psilocybin are still Schedule I drugs. They're very much illegal still. The scientists this time are being very careful not to kind of go down the road that folks like Timothy Leary did. So they're very cautious about it. They're hopeful that the research will continue and it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
No more merry pranksters.
No more merry pranksters, at least among the scientific set.
Joshua Fisher is a producer at Retro Report. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thank you.